Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
So yesterday, someone sent me the link to this video that is so appalling. It's like, how do we even play this on the radio? Because even when you edit out the language, it's still shocking. The point they're
That's
trying
the point,
to make,
Jones.
And listen, if you really have a taste for seeing what's out there, you can go to kidnation.com. We have the unedited version of this video.
Yeah.
Where it's little girls dressed up in princess party gowns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's called Potty Mouth Princesses.
Right, Potty Mouth Princesses. Some of these girls, you have to remember, are as young as 6 years old. I think it goes up to maybe 12 or 13. And they are using the most vile language to prove a point. They want to draw attention to sexism and inequality and how women still aren't getting paid the same as men, about how one in five women in her lifetime will be the victim of a sexual assault.
Yeah.
So we're going to play you just a little piece of the edited. I promise you we've edited out all the bad words just so you can. And this thing goes on and on and on to the point where at first you're like, I kind of get what they're trying to do.
But then
your message is now being lost because it's so awful.
And if you watch it on mute, they look the cute little girls.
They're the
cutest little video ever.
Little princess gowns. But that's it. Listen just for a minute. And I promise you it's edited.
Pretty.
What the f***? I'm not some pretty f***.
All right. And she keeps on going.
It goes on and on. The words coming out of these precious little girls' mouths.
Let's jump back in.
For the
Yep, they're still going.
On and on. You have to question, first of all, who are these girls' mothers?
Who would allow their kids to do that?
I get it. I go to movies sometimes, and isn't it funny when you see Adam Sandler up in a movie and he's got some little kid with a foul mouth?
Yes.
He is so awkward because I'm like, that little child's mother agreed to let her son be in this movie cussing like that.
Yeah.
That is nothing compared to this video.
Doesn't bother me.
Let's check back in real quick.
Comedic purpose is the one.
This is...
And hell no.
Pay up. All right.
Yeah, that's the nicest thing the child says.
There's so much.
If it made me say, well, are we playing that?
I was playing it yesterday, it went from, because it goes on for 3 or 4 minutes, right?
Yeah.
It seems like an eternity. And I turned the volume up on JC now, and I could watch them. They were just slow. Your body language.
You don't want, yeah.
It's like, this is so uncomfortable. Well, people, okay, so here's the point. They're cussing because they're trying to prove the point that about the sexism and the women being assaulted. They did offer some solutions at the end of this video, if you can make it that long.
Okay, here's how to fix the problem. I'm so scared to play these videos. Okay.
Here's a hot tip. Stop telling girls how to dress and start teaching boys not to rape. We're glad a women's right to vote is fair.
But equality's next step
is walking to the car without
be pretty.
So here's the tricky thing.
Pretty, it's a compliment.
But here's how this focus works to girls' detriment. Society's teaching girls that our bodies, boobs, and butts are more important than our brains
leads us to thinking
our worth comes from our waistline. My aspirations in life should not be worrying about the shape of my so focusing on how I look.
And give me a book.
Much better when there's not that much cursing.
Well, still, they're still in there.
Mm. Still a little bit.
The message is being lost by the foul language.
You're right.
Now, of course, the video producer, his name is Mike Kahn. There are a couple of women at the end. These pro women.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Don't be offended by what our girls are saying. Be offended by the life they're looking forward to lead because they're not going to get the same money. And they might one out of five of them is going to be assaulted. It's all lost because I don't know how many people can make it to the end of the video.
Right.
But the video producer is Mike Kahn. He said, some adults may be uncomfortable with how these little girls are using a bad word for a good cause. It's not one bad word. It's hundreds.
I want to know who's not offended.
He said, it is shocking what they are saying, but the real shock is that women are still paid less than men for the same work in 2014, not the use of the F word. The big statistic that one out of five women are sexually assaulted or raped is something society seems to find less offensive than a little four-letter word. And we love how these girls draw attention to that imbalance. Instead of washing these girls' mouths out with soap, maybe society needs to clean up its act. Well, of course, people are reacting probably like they expected, very negatively.
Yeah,
and
they
I don't
are.
Know if their
they
message.
Pulled it a bunch of places.
Oh my gosh. On Facebook, this woman named Cassidy wrote, "These are children. They more than likely don't fully comprehend what they're being told to say. Mm. Using children to push a political agenda is one of the quickest ways to lose my respect. F word or not, let children be children. Don't use them as props."
Mm-hmm. They're pawns.
Word.
But, yeah.
Well
and Joey said, "I'm
well
all for
said.
Equality. I just don't like how idiots try to fight sexism with sexism or ignorance. Peace, feminazis, the women of the 1900s movement are turning in their graves." It's like, why can't you be a? This is what it is. This video is giving feminists a bad name. That's why women run screaming from the word feminist, because you can be pro women. You don't have to be angry.
No.
You don't have to be lewd
being crude and shocking and vile.
Right. Yeah. Well, being a feminist is supporting women in what they do, supporting women in the workplace, saying, yes, we should get equal rights. Not blank this. Don't be blanking looking at me and calling me pretty. Don't call me pretty. Judge me for my mind.
But
okay,
had they
horrible,
not done that,
mean, angry person.
Would we be talking about it?
No, absolutely.
We
this,
you know?
This video would not have gone viral.
Shock campaigns are great, like when they do the drunk driving ones and they show, and it can be very heavy. That works, I think. But in this sense,
it's just too
it's
much.
It's not even that I'm offended by the language. It's that I think it's just a poor idea.
But that's why women are getting backlash for saying, I'm a feminist. Well, suddenly, if you say I'm a feminist, you're being painted with this broad, angry brush.
Yeah.
I don't know. We do actually have some, I think, some of our listeners who are not offended by this.
Yeah, we do have somebody. We'll get her on in just a second.
Are they still talking to her?
Yeah.
If you have an opinion on this one way or the other, maybe you're, being appalled by this is probably the common thing. If you're not offended by this, if you think this is a positive message, if you're going to let your child, your little boy or your little girl watch this video to prove
unedited.
A point, we'd love to hear from
you, too. This is more intended towards the young men that are getting into the old adulthood, you know?
Yeah, by the end of the video, they actually put a little boy in a princess gown, and he's saying how, you know, he's going to do better or something. I don't even remember what the boy said because the message was so lost on me. I just remember a little boy wearing a princess gown.
Holly, you're a mom, and you're not offended?
No, not at all.
Hmm. Why not?
Well, words convey a message, but they... I'm trying to figure out the correct way to say this.
I know.
Profanity, especially in this instance, just is a tool to shock the audience enough to get them to pay attention. I don't think that it's a commentary on the girls in the video's mothers, and I absolutely don't think that it destroys the message at all. I think that it just drives the point home in a very sharp and quick manner, and I think that instead of focusing on the profanity, we should allow that message to completely come across.
Don't you feel like the profanity took over that, though?
That's
because
overshadowed the message.
It's hard for the message to get across when there's so much, maybe a couple
Yeah, exactly.
Would have been fine.
Because I'm not really offended necessarily. Words are words. Kids are going to learn that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
At some point
I guarantee
it's
you.
It's almost like someone saying like.
Right.
Every time they give a speech, you can't even focus on the message that they're trying to get across.
Do you have a daughter or a son, Holly?
I have two boys. They're 8 and 7.
Okay.
Are you going to let them watch the video?
I would not let them watch the video right now, but I do not shield them away from profanity in their daily life. What I tell them is that those are grown-up words and that at this point in their life, it's inappropriate for them to be saying those. And if they swear at school, I'm not going to shield them from the consequences.
There you go.
How do you tell your kid it's okay to make this video using that language, and then when you walk out of the studio making it,
you can't use it anymore.
Well, that's wrong.
It's like child actors, I guess.
Actors.
You're acting.
I think that children are more aware of their boundaries than people like to give them credit for, though.
Right.
Thank you for your call.
Thanks, Holly. Right. Yeah.
I just, you know, I want to be pro-woman, but I am truly, I don't want to use the word feminist because it has such a negative, angry connotation
to it. Here's my question. Did they bring up any points that we didn't already know or that weren't already at the forefront?
Well, you know it, but nothing's changing.
Well, exactly.
Slowly some changes are being made.
A little bit. But we already know women are not paid as much as men, and they should be.
So is suddenly the pay going to go through the roof?
Exactly.
Where does that leave us?
Do you know what I mean? Like, what is the call to action in this video?
Yeah, what is the call to action?
Is there somewhere I need to sign up?
We're a princess outfit.
Yeah.
Do I need to sign a petition and forward it to all my friends? Or else I'll get a curse on me?
Johnny, you think we should let kids watch it?
I do. And I did let my daughter watch it. She's 11 years old.
Uh-huh.
And it wouldn't get this much attention had they not done what they did.
Did your daughter understand the message of the video?
Yes, she did.
Hmm. And what's she going to do about it
at 11? She agrees with it, you know, that we don't get rights like we should.
Yeah. But do you think that point could be driven without all that cursing that they made the kids do?
I think it would have lost her interest.
It would have lost her interest?
It lost mine in about 20 seconds. Yeah. It was just, I heard enough. All I could hear was the cussing.
Yeah.
But what, like you're saying, you let your daughter watch it. So what good is that going to do for your daughter except for her to show up on the sassy playground with her hands on her hips? I don't know what 11-year-old's call to action is.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know what that
is. She knows better than to cuss. Something we've taught her.
No, not about the swearing.
Just the swearing, but I mean, if her call to action from watching this is to be angry at little boys and put her hands on her hips and don't call me pretty, and how do you know now she's seen that you're okay with her watching little children cuss for 5 minutes straight, you think that's not going to start coming out of her mouth?
Well, I'm sure Johnny has had a conversation with her afterwards on what to take from that video and what not to take, right, Johnny?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
And like I said, she knows better than to cuss. She knows that, you know, she herself had problems with a boy when she was younger. At kindergarten age, you know, he was touching her inappropriately, and she stood up for herself like she should have. So, I mean, that's the message we teach them.
Right. Thank you, Johnny.
All right.
The video's up at kidnation.com. It's uncensored.
I ain't showing it to McKelvey. I'm going to tell you right now.
It's uncensored.
I can tell my daughter, if a little boy puts his hands on you, you hit him or... No, don't hit him, probably.
Don't hit him.
You don't stand for that. You immediately go tell a teacher. And I've always told my daughter, if anybody tells you don't tell, the first person you tell is your mama. I don't need to show her a video this foul to get that point across to my child. I just tell her that on a daily basis. You don't allow anyone to touch you inappropriately.
Mm-hmm.
You go tell an adult, a trusted adult, and if an adult tells you not to tell anybody, you definitely come to mama.
Exactly.
That's the conversation I have with my child.
That's a good conversation.
I don't need a foul mouth, vulgar video getting that message to my kid.
Let's see what a daddy thinks. Matthew, you're offended by the video or not?
I am absolutely offended by this video, yes.
And are you a dad of daughters or sons?
I have a 6-year-old daughter.
Okay, so this struck home with you.
Yeah, what did you think about the video?
I hated the video. I found it absolutely appalling. I don't want my 6-year-old daughter watching this video, going through life thinking every man is this way, and being very standoffish towards men with this, you know, negative perception that everyone around them is going to try to hurt her or, you know, do her wrong just because of her gender, when, in fact, that's not the case. It's not the case with, you know, me, her own father, or many, many other men in this world. I think, you know, there's just a bad seeds out there that give men and women, you know, feminazis, as y'all were talking about earlier, bad names. And I think it's just blown way out of proportion.
Yeah. Hmm. I completely agree with you.
Yeah. My man.
It's shocking.
Thanks,
if you're curious, though, we've got the video posted at kidnation.com. It is, watch it first before you watch it. If you decide to watch watch it first.
I understand their message they're trying to send across.
It could be done differently. I wish they were in, like, you know, sports uniforms and politicians and being like this as little girls. Instead of you're dressed up as a princess, like a helpless princess.
Yeah.
Why aren't you showing us like what women are
what you can be? Yeah. And it's just another it's boy bashing to me too.
Yeah.
Let us know what you think on our Facebook page. We have a Kidcratic Morning Show Facebook page, and
if you relate to the conversation, we have the full unedited video at kidnation.com as well.
Kelly, Al, JC, and Jenna are back. The Kidcratic Morning Show.
It's your turn to win up to $1,000 with the free money name game. By the way, we're not just doing it right now, and that's it.
No.
We're doing it twice a day now. So if you don't get to win this time, come back an hour from now.
Yeah.
Or stick around a whole hour, because you'll have another shot to win.
Stick around. Yeah, don't leave and come back. Stick around.
Yeah.
We got all kinds of radio goodness coming up.
Now, how's it work? You get $500 if you're the 13th caller once we get the two initials.
Uh-huh.
If you want to earn that extra $500, you must have gone on your Instagram, Twitter, we said Vine, Facebook.
Why not? Sure. I would love to see Vine ones.
Anywhere, anywhere on social media, and just say free money for Kid Nation. That will earn you an extra $500. So let's get our two letters for this hour, because again, we're doing it twice a day now.
Oh, we got a new intern doing it today.
Uh-huh. Oh, that one came out first. We've had good letters this week.
What we got, dog?
All right, our first letter is, once again, I.
I.
Are you kidding me?
I. What are there, like, 78 balls in here?
I. We have five letters of the alphabet.
All right, here we go. Letter number two.
What is it? What is it? Be a good one.
Here, bring it over here. D. The second letter is D.
D-I-D.
D-I-D. D-I.
Diane.
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll find a D-I.
Daisy. I'm sure there is. There is absolutely an I-D or a D-I listening. And if you are caller 13 right now, you're going to win $500. And the number you need to be dialing is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT. And hopefully they posted free money for Kid Nation, because that $500 will double to $1,000.
If your I-D has the letters I-D, you will score some money.
That's right.
And real quick, while we wait for our I-D to call.
Or D-I.
The third highest grossing movie of all time, earning $1.5 billion worldwide, is The Avenger.
Third highest.
Third highest, yes. Now, Robert Downey Jr. is in that. Chris Evans, Mark Ruffalo, Chris Hemsworth.
Didn't get a dime of my money. How about you, Al?
No.
Oh, I went and watched it. It's great.
I got to make a movie, apparently. 1.5, what did you say? How many billions?
Yeah. 1.5 billion.
It's that easy.
So everybody's been waiting for the sequel because, man, you know, it was good the first time around, made all that money. So surely enough, they're going to make some more.
Sure.
Well, the trailer was just released, The Avengers, Age of Ultron. And we have that up for you at KidNation.com because I know everybody's excited. Everybody's been waiting.
Now, this is a sequel, right? Not a prequel. This is...
Yeah.
Okay.
James Spader is going to be in this one, by the way.
Yay. I love him.
Yeah, James Spader is going to be playing the bad guy.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Great casting.
All right, Jenna, I've been watching The Blacklist.
Yeah.
Because of James Spader.
Mm. You like
They're
him?
They're losing me.
Oh, are they?
They're losing me.
Well, maybe he'll get you back
all
in
the way up?
Yeah, I'm up.
Maybe he'll get you back in The Avengers. He plays a bad guy in that one, too, right?
Yeah, he's better when he's
on
bad.
On The Blacklist?
Yeah.
Well, he's a bad guy working for good, you know, kind of in a Dexter sense. Like he's doing, but he does bad things, but he does them to bad people.
Yeah.
Well, he's playing Ultron in The Avengers.
Ultron.
Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
Bad guy?
What does that mean?
He sounds like a robot.
So bad.
Is what does robot? Ultron do?
You know Ultron. He does Ultra stuff.
No, you don't know either. Don't be lying. I remember Ultraman.
Tony Stark made him. So
I remember when I was a little kid, there was Ultraman. Remember?
I remember, if I'm not mistaken,
there might have been an incident where Ultraman met Godzilla.
I didn't see that one.
Somehow Ultraman became giant like Godzilla.
Do you know what you're talking about?
I am not talking out of the side of my mouth. When I was in kindergarten and I had to go to daycare, they had a TV up in the corner.
Uh-huh.
And every day we would always watch Ultraman.
What's such violent stuff in kindergarten?
Okay. Somebody found a picture and it's on kid TV of Ultraman and Godzilla. See? I didn't make it up.
Ultraman did meet Godzilla. That question's been answered. I was five years old at the time, so my memory's
a little fuzzy, but I do remember that.
What was the name of your kindergarten?
Huh?
What was the name of your kindergarten?
Val Dottie's kindergarten?
No, at kindergarten, we went to a place in the park and Big Miss Town.
The whole school in the park?
Yes, a Big Miss Town, Little Miss Town were our teachers.
Big Miss Town, mother, daughter?
It might have been Talent because I was only five.
Yeah.
I don't really remember.
Did your friend Cosmo Brockington go?
No, I didn't know Cosmo Brockington until many years later.
My preschool was called Little Dudes.
Well, speaking of superheroes, by the way.
Little Dudes. All we did was take naps.
There was a huge superhero brawl in Hollywood.
Really?
Between,
a superhero brawl.
Catwoman and Mr. Incredible went at it.
At the beginning, we see Mr. Incredible and Batgirl struggling. Chewbacca tries to break it up. Batgirl scratches Mr. Incredible. Waldo and Freddy Krueger step in. They try to hold back Mr. Incredible, who gets loose, chases Batgirl, throws a punch, kicks her, and then flips her onto the sidewalk. Bystanders chase him off.
This is a real fight.
Where was Batman?
This is like a real fight.
Yeah, this is a fight between the characters on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Even Waldo got into this.
They get territorial or
and
something?
And I just realized that Waldo and Freddy Krueger are basically the same person.
Yeah. Right.
But Freddy's just
got a
like...
glove.
Freddy's just the real rough-looking Waldo.
If somebody intruding on somebody's turf or something?
I don't know, Al, but if you want to find Waldo, definitely get in a fight with Catwoman. He'll come out, no problem.
That would so freak me out. You walk down and see all the superheroes fighting each other.
So these are basically beggars who rented a costume and beg for money?
It's like a themed hobo fight.
But,
wow.
Doesn't that sound like the best play-by-play?
At the beginning, we see Mr. Incredible and Batgirl struggling. Chewbacca tries to break it up. Batgirl scratches Mr. Incredible. That's Waldo right. and Freddy Krueger step in. They try to hold back Mr. Incredible, who gets loose, chases
Incredible.
Batgirl, throws a punch, kicks her, and then flips her onto the sidewalk. Bystanders chase him off.
Poor Anne Hathaway.
This is a news lady reporting.
Was Mr. Incredible arrested? Because that
was Mr. Incredible, you can't arrest Mr. Incredible.
Yes, you can.
Super strength. That's super strength. That just breaks through that wall.
That's awesome.
That was Wonder Woman.
That, it's bad that he went after Catwoman, but it was funny. And the cops never showed up, by the way.
You don't show up.
You can't stop superheroes.
Superheroes are fighting. You can't show up for that.
Let's give away some money. We're looking for the initials ID or DI.
All right.
That's what we were looking for.
Who we got?
And hopefully that's what we found. Danisha.
Shout out.
What is your last name?
Ivy.
Ivy.
That's on your legal ID?
It is.
Well, guess what?
Tell her, Al.
You just won $500!
Yeah, Danisha!
Now, Danisha, please, I'm begging you, for the love of everything holy, tell me...
Bring God up in here.
Tell me that you posted free money for Kid Nation on your Instagram, on your Twitter, or on your Facebook in the last 24 hours, please.
Come on, Danisha.
I did not!
Come on, Danisha!
Danisha!
You know what, though? But this is a great lesson for those who are listening now, because here's the thing. Because we've had so much bad luck giving away that second $500...
Yeah.
We're now doing this two times a day.
Yeah.
So in less than 1 hour from now, we're going to draw two more initials at 8:10 Central.
Absolutely.
So for all of you listening, really quickly, go on your social media status and update it to Free Money for Kid Nation. I hope we can give away $1,000 today.
Danisha, you wish you would have done it now, huh?
I know. I didn't have faith in my initials.
You didn't have faith in the idea.
Have faith
in your initials, baby.
Come on, Danisha.
Well, congratulations,
Danisha. Well, you still won $500.
Hey, Danisha.
Girl. That ain't bad.
Thank you.
All right.
Enjoy your money, okay?
Thank you.
It's like the Rob Lowe commercial. Don't be like bad, Danisha.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
She's been patiently waiting on hold.
I know.
Long time, big fan of the show. Rhonda from a little small town of Potluck, Texas.
Potluck, Texas. Yeah, it's about 125, 150 miles from here.
Oh, okay, Al.
Yeah.
How long has she been listening to the show? Forever, right?
At least 10, 15 years.
Okay.
I mean, a long time, as long as I can remember.
Well, let's hear what Rhonda has to say. Let's talk to Rhonda real quick. Hey, Rhonda.
Hello there, the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hey, Rhonda,
how you doing? Rhonda calling you all the way from the outskirts of Potluck, Texas. Yes, I said outskirts.
The outskirts.
Oh, yes.
I know you must be racking your brains wondering why I'm not actually calling you from my hometown of Potluck.
Yeah, why is that?
That's weird.
But before you use up any more of them precious few brain cells, let me tell you why that is. Mm. But hang on a minute first, the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Oh, okay.
Mariska Hargitay, leave that homeless man alone.
Mariska?
I done told you he already claimed this street corner, so take your sign and go stand catty corner from that Dairy Queen over yonder.
Hmm.
Remember, use your hungry face.
Oh, my goodness.
Sorry about that, the Kid Craddock Morning Show. I swear, these youngins of mine don't know the basic rules of panhandling.
Oh, yeah, you probably shouldn't be on a cell phone if you're doing that.
Break it down for them sometimes.
So where was I, Kid Craddock Morning Show? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was telling you why I'm calling you from the outskirts of Potluck instead of inside the city limits of Potluck.
Gotcha.
Pretty sad story, actually.
Oh.
I hope you got some of them generic facial tissues with you today.
Okay, I'll go get some.
Well, my little Mariska Hargitay just got asked to her first Halloween party.
Oh, that's nice. How old is she now?
Now, you know my little Mariska ain't never had many friends due to her overwhelming beauty.
Right, we've never heard of Mariska.
Yeah, that youngin', she is the spitting image of her mama.
Aww.
And like me, she has to endure people's jealousy of her beauty and whatnot.
I feel you on that.
It's been hard on her to make friends, but thankfully, she's growing out of her purdy. And she's in that awkward stage where she looks more like her daddy.
Oh, you mean your common-law husband, Earl?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, that's her daddy. Anyways, now that she's a little less stunning, she's become more approachable, and now it's easier for boys to, you know, approach her.
Okay.
So my little Mariska finally got herself passed out on a date.
That's so nice.
Good.
Oh, hang on a minute, the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Sure.
Mariska! What did I tell you? Uh-oh. Do not eat anything you find in a bag on the side of the road until you let your mama try it first. Bring it over here. What the heck is that?
Bad upbringing.
Looks like a mess of soggy chicarrones.
Chicarrones?
Now do like I said and go stand on in front of that Dairy Queen until you earn enough to buy a popcorn shrimp basket. Mama will split it with you. But leave that bag of chicarrones.
Chicarrones?
Sorry about that, the Kid Craddock Morning Show, as I was saying.
Yeah, what were chicarrones? You saying,
Roger? Mariska Hargitay got asked out on her first date.
Okay.
It's to a Halloween party, like I said.
Right.
Ooh, wonder
so last night,
be.
My throat hurts, man.
Oh, it's okay, Rhonda. Maybe we should stop smoking.
So last night, I decided we should have ourselves a little mommy-daughter time.
Aww.
So we jumped in the truck and drove a couple towns over to the nearest party city.
Okay.
You know, because Potluck, Texas ain't got one of them yet. But I did hear a rumor we are getting a party city right next to that Olive Garden that's coming, too.
Oh, wow. Gotcha.
That's been in the works for, like, years.
Right now. We're getting an Olive Garden and a party city.
Good for you.
Anyways, on the way to the party city to get Mariska Hargitay her Elsa costume.
Elsa from Frozen?
I decided to take a little detour and show her some of the makeout spots that me and my common-law husband, Earl, also known as Mariska's daddy, wink, wink, used to go to snuggle up when we was young and wild and free.
Yeah.
Figure she gonna be dating all this time for Mama to show her the ropes.
Well,
we was driving around having us a good old time, darned if we ain't run out of gas in the middle of nowhere. So me and Mariska Hargitay walked a few miles back to the nearest town, and we've been begging for a loose change ever since, and I finally earned enough to make this one phone call on a payphone.
Oh, okay, good.
Now,
I was wondering what you were calling
from. I know you wonder why I didn't call my common-law husband, Earl.
Yeah, why not?
He can't come get me because we've only got the one truck.
Oh, okay.
So I figure I'd call the Kid Craddock Morning Show and see if Big Al can't come get me.
Sure, sure.
When you take one look into your daughter, Mariska Hargitay's eyes.
What?
Then you'll know the truth.
What?
I'm going to go wait for you, Big Al, over at the Dairy Queen. I'll see you a little bit.
Rhonda!
Bye, Kid Craddock Morning
Show. No, wait, Rhonda, we're just talking to you real quick.
What are you saying? His Star 69.
Big Al Mac.
His Star 69.
I think that's what got you in trouble anyway.
Mariska Hargitay.
Mariska.
All these years, we didn't know that Al had hooked up with Rhonda.
Sounds like she's 10.
So you met Rhonda.
Why would you keep that from us, Al?
She sounds like she's 10, which, okay, I guess I get that now.
Yeah.
Man,
Rhonda never lets us talk to her.
I keep trying to ask her questions, see? That's why I didn't know Mariska Hargitay was my daughter.
We just want to talk to her and ask her questions.
Yeah.
Why do you think that is, Kelly? You think she's just shy or something? Or?
I'm sorry, what?
Why doesn't Rhonda want to talk to us?
I don't ever pay attention when y'all are talking to Rhonda. She's so annoying.
How's your throat?
My throat's fine.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
How long would you be able to fake a coma?
Fake a coma?
Maybe really hate people.
Maybe a couple hours, right?
This story,
maybe a day?
I mean, I've heard about people living a lie, you know, like having a double life, not telling this person you got a whole other family in Cleveland or whatever, but this story here.
Let's talk about 47-year-old Alan Knight.
Okay.
He pretended to be in a coma every time he wanted to get out of going to court.
How do you pretend you're in a coma?
I know, Al, I know. He kept that charade going for more than 2 years.
Because you got to tell somebody, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't
you just
know,
lie there in a coma.
You got to have doctors.
Somebody's got to, like, you got to tell somebody, okay, I'm in a coma.
Yeah, you just
I'm not just
your,
sleeping.
You just close your eyes. He told authorities he had injured his spine in a garage door accident, paralyzing him from the neck down.
Quadriplegic, he said.
And causing seizures that occasionally put him into a coma.
Oh, so he was just, like, on and off
in
a coma.
Oh, okay.
Now, this is how you know you found yourself a lady, ride or die right here.
It would comb and go.
Yeah. This guy found a ride or die chick. His wife played along with the charade. Caring for him at the hospital and pushing his wheelchair into court. He created suspicion after an allegation of conning his neighbor out of $65,000 over 3 years.
Well, this was a man who had Alzheimer's, and he was swindling his neighbor for money.
So,
and that's, that's
pretending
how they
to be paralyzed.
Trying to prosecute him for that.
Pretending to go into comas and then taking advantage of a man with Alzheimer's.
Oh, he's a peach.
So his doctors also reportedly discovered something was amiss when their coma patient began eating, wiping his face, and even writing.
Oh. How? I thought he was in a coma like 2 seconds ago. Hey, he said it occasionally put him in a coma.
Okay. Maybe he was occasionally a quadriplegic
Did his right arm occasionally work?
Oh, man, I forgot that part about the quadriplegic.
He finally got busted after the court was presented with footage of Knight, unparalyzed, very much awake, driving and shopping at a supermarket.
Oh, no! No!
There's video of him right there.
I caught him pushing a shopping
cart. What an idiot!
When you look back now, you think it's sad because you see this man. They have a picture of him on the Huffington Post where he's hooked up to an oxygen mask, just lying there. And then there's another photo of him just going through the Target. What? Crazy.
He's even got the mask on, like the oxygen mask. He's kind of smirking a little bit.
He's posing for his coma picture. Yeah. I would think, I don't know, that the medical bills wouldn't be worth it.
There was a lady a long time ago that I drove.
Maybe they have some sort of public health system. I don't know.
I drove in the limousine. I used to have a limousine service years ago. I drove this lady to California because she refused to drive, right? And so I drove her up there and I drove her back. And on the way back, I was trying to just drive. My mom was with me co-driving. And she wanted to stop in Flagstaff. I'm like, we're not stopping in Flagstaff. You told me to drive you to L.A. and drive you back. We're not stopping in Flagstaff. We're irritated this time. We've been on a trip. She sued me. Went to court. Now, all of a sudden, she's got a cane and she goes up to the big. Yes.
Hired you to drive her. You should have driven her where she wanted to go.
She hired me to drive her to L.A. and back. It was a certain amount of time.
Okay.
She wanted to take another day, and she hadn't paid me for all that.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, she sued me. So now we go to court. She has a cane. She walking up to the bench when it's time for us to present our case. And so she did. I won. The judge found it in my favor. She turned around and walked off. She left her cane.
She's trying to get pity from the judge.
Court prop.
Yeah.
Kelly, didn't you have a guy pretend like his wife was in a coma?
Yes.
The guy with the ponytail?
Please tell us. I love this story. I forgot.
I was a bit naive.
Uh-huh.
And I was still living in Florence, South Carolina at the time.
Uh-huh.
And this big city man came to town.
What's his name?
This is South Carolina. We do it in a different way. We're Southern people.
And he took me for a ride in my first limousine.
What a stud.
I was not driving.
And he drove me all the way in the limousine. Well, the driver drove us all the way in the limousine to Myrtle Beach, where he took me to a restaurant overlooking the ocean, and I had my first oyster on the half shell.
Again, this guy had a ponytail.
This is big time.
He did have a ponytail because he was from the big city.
Okay.
It's fancy like that. They had ponytails and drive young, gullible women around in limousines to eat oysters on the half shell.
So then what happened?
And if the phone happened to ring, he would prefer I didn't speak. Because even though his wife was in a coma from which she would never recover, he finally brought her home to be cared for. He'd rather keep her in one of those sterile facilities. He brought her to the comfort of home. And, you know, their children might not understand if daddy has tried to move on by having a young girl speaking in the background, which would be me.
Please be quiet. My wife's in a coma. I don't want her to wake up.
It wasn't her calling. It was the children calling.
Don't wake her up from her coma.
And they wouldn't appreciate that. But you have to understand, she was never going to wake up from that coma, JC. What was he supposed to do?
I know, Kelly. Did she ever wake up?
He had to live his life.
Is she still in a coma?
Did you?
Did I what?
She did.
He did buy me an oyster on the half shell.
Let's go to the phones. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3545.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
If you're living a lie.
Yeah, what kind of lie are you living, Brittany, if that's your real name?
Mm-mm. Brittany.
Brittany, see, she doesn't recognize because she's going by a fake name.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
maybe she didn't choose that fake name we gave her.
Tell her what line
so she
she's on. Line three, go ahead.
She doesn't know what line she's on. Brittany?
Hey, Brittany, I don't hear anything, so I don't think the line's potted
up. Okay, I'm going to put her on hold just in case she had a different name.
All right.
Pam, what kind of lie are you living?
Hi, I'm a teacher. I'm a middle school teacher.
Uh-huh.
And I have been commended on my performance. I've been nominated and won Teacher of the Year.
Yeah. Wow, nice.
And I cannot stand children.
You're living the lie.
Oh, my God.
I'm really good at faking it.
Oh, my God.
I'm assuming you don't have kids of your own?
I do not, and I have no plans for any either.
Oh, my gosh. That is funny.
Are you single, married, anything like that?
I have a long-term boyfriend.
That is funny. That
you
is
can't stand funny. Him either, can ya?
How do you? Some days, no.
You got to go to work and pretend like you got like kids. You would think every teacher likes kids.
Yeah, you would think.
Well, you would think, but I guess if you sort of kind of like them in the beginning, they have a funny way of irritating you into not caring.
Yeah.
Word.
Marie, what kind of lie are you living right now?
Well, mine's not as extravagant as a coma, but sometimes I say I'm going to work, and even though I am actually at work, I'm just there on Facebook playing Candy Crush or just taking a nap. Have some alone time.
Oh.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a photographer, full-time.
There's a lot of downtime, I guess. Yeah, you're not snapping pictures. Yeah.
Are you addicted to Candy Crush?
A little bit.
What level are you?
I finally had to delete the app, and I'm so proud of myself. I have not gone back.
Hold on. Let's see who's better. Marie, what level are you up to?
I'm on, I would have to look at my phone. I can't do that because I'm on the phone, but I'm on like 380.
Oh, you're higher
like
than
that.
Me.
Oh, way better than Kelly Raspberry. Yeah, well done, Marie.
Well, if all you do is nap and play Candy Crush, I think you'd be pretty good.
Yeah, you should be fine. I tell little lies too when I'm at home.
Well, not telling a little lie and living a lie.
Living the lie. Which,
like we interviewed this guy a long time ago that was living a whole different life. Like he told his family he was in the military and this. That dude was like just
never existed. He would send it. He went to like this Army Navy surplus store or something and got a uniform and went and had his picture taken in it so he could send a proud picture home to his mama.
Oh,
awful.
I mean, living a lie.
Yeah.
This one is living a lie right here. Steve, what kind of lie are you living with your girl?
All right, man. So my girl thinks that I'm going to be going to law school in about a month to become a lawyer.
But?
And that definitely ain't the case. It was a story I made up at a bar when I met her, and we ended up getting a little closer, and now I'm trying to figure out how to tell her the truth.
What do you really do?
She thinks she made it big, and she's dating this guy who's going to be a big-time lawyer, when, in fact, you're not even close to that.
What do you do?
Not even close. I work in construction.
Hey.
Hey, that's manly.
Honey, can you build stuff with your hands?
Tell her you just had a change of heart. Yeah, you're just going to change career paths.
So you want to build homes for orphans.
Yeah, that's hot. No, don't build for orphans. Build for me.
Oh, man. When are you going to break it to a dog?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm trying to figure that out. And the worst part is my buddy totally backed up my story.
So. Friends are the best.
Yeah.
I'm going to be pissed at him, too.
How long have you guys been dating?
About 3 weeks.
3 weeks? Okay. So
it's still early on.
See, that's what's tough, though.
It's still in the beginning. I still got time, you know.
Right.
But
well, Steve, we're going to get your number, and when you feel ready to come clean, we would like to help you.
Okay. Okay.
All right,
he
Steve.
He has to understand this about women. We'll forgive a lie like
that. Oh, yeah.
We're so desperate if Steve's a good looking to have
dude,
a man.
If he's
we'll
a good looking
like, if that's the only thing he's lied about,
anything else?
Fine.
He has a job. Yeah, so that's what you
remember.
Right.
Russell told me he was a professional soccer player until I could get to a computer and Google it, and there's no mention of him anywhere.
I've bought that before.
Yeah,
the professional soccer player line.
But I didn't care. I forgave him because he was hot.
Yeah,
and I could finally say I had a boyfriend.
Yeah, get Steve's number, please, because we're going to help him break the news.
Are you living a lie,
Brittany? Tell us your lie.
Yes. I have been going to school for about a semester, and I am failing 2 classes because of absences. So now I've been going every day just so I'm hoping they'll take me back because of perseverance.
Oh, so your family doesn't know.
No. I like get letters in the mail, and I take them, and I hide them because it's way too far now.
Well, why were you absent all the time before, and now you can show up every day?
I couldn't get up.
Girl,
I'm just lazy.
No, that ain't lazy. I'm tired.
I can't get up.
You're not living a lie.
Sometimes those early classes are a whooping, you know?
You're not living a lie. You're living a lazy.
But now that she's kicked out, suddenly she's wide awake and bushy-tailed, right?
Well, I want to do this last one because it caught my attention because it's my people.
Turn the music down.
Jesse, what lie are you living?
Well, it was my previous job. I told everybody that I spoke Spanish to get the pay raise. And anytime I would get called to a Spanish call, I'd act like, oh, the call that got disconnected. Or I memorized the very first line to answer the phone, and then I'd hang up or, what happened? I don't know. And then just to get that extra pay raise.
Damn!
Oh, I love you.
Are you Mexican?
That's so dirty.
But that's great.
Oh, I'm not Mexican. I'm not good at Spanish.
That's so dirty. Oh, yeah. That is so dirty.
That's hilarious.
That is so dirty.
Jesse, do you even look like you might be Hispanic?
Yes, I get mistaken for it all the time.
Oh, okay, at least that works.
That's so dirty.
He would hang up on all the Latinos. Awesome.
Oh, I don't know what's happening to all of our Latin customers. They all get disconnected.
They have the worst connections ever. Hold on, one more, because they're telling me.
That's hilarious.
Randy, you got a good one, too? What's your lie you're living?
Hey, man, everybody thinks I'm going to regular college to be like a doctor or whatever. I'm just doing general education, they think, but I'm actually going to wrestling school to try to be on TV.
They have wrestling school?
Yeah, they have them everywhere.
Yeah, they do because...
professional college?
Yeah, like
UWE
school? I had a guy from my high school. He's like on the high school Wikipedia page. He became a WWE wrestler because he went to one
Okay, is Randy your fake name? Or is that your real name?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, Randy, have you already picked out your wrestling name?
Yeah, what is it?
Yeah, but I can't because there's like one person that knows and that might totally give it away.
Oh, all right, brother. Can you speak like a wrestler?
That's hilarious.
Can I talk like a wrestler?
Yeah,
do you have like a motto or a catchphrase?
Yeah, what's your catchphrase?
The end is near, Jenna. It's coming for you.
Hey, you're going to make it, man.
Yeah, you take a couple of more classes.
Hey, when you get famous, invite us to your first match, please.
Yeah.
For sure, I definitely will.
When do you graduate wrestling school?
June of next year.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Maybe JC will come and speak at the graduation.
Maybe we could do a big celebration.
That'd be awesome.
Jenna can be the ring girl.
Yes, yeah. I've always wanted to do that.
Yeah, would you walk me to the ring, Jenna, with your pretty face? That'd be awesome.
I have always wanted to do that. I mean, more for like a Mayweather fight, but like this could be a good entry level.
What are the chances you're the valedictorian of wrestling school?
Probably like 7 out of 10 because I'm not very big. There's a really big guy that's pretty tough.
Okay.
The little wrestler.
I love Randy. We're going to get his number.
All the tiny Randy. Wrestler.
Yeah, we want to definitely come.
That's hilarious.
We got two numbers. We got Randy, who's going to be a wrestler. And we got Steve, who is going to have to tell his girl he's no longer in medical school or law school or whatever it was.
That's hilarious.
Or never was to begin with.
Oh, man, that's so good.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show. The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Bring money, baby!
An hour ago, Denisha Ivy won $500.
Nice.
Could have been $1,000, but she did not write free money for Kid Nation on her social media. So.
Apparently, I mistakenly gave her a shout-out.
Yeah. No, she's a white girl out.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what?
Who knew? Denisha?
Who knew?
But the good news
is. Let's do it again.
We're doing it twice a day now, which means we're going to do it again.
All right.
We're going to get two letters. They have to match your first name and last name initials on your ID.
All right.
There's the first one.
All right, the first one is J.
Ooh.
All right.
Nice. That's a good one.
Shout out.
Ooh.
I hope it's a C. Oh, that one shot out hard.
The second one is also a J.
JJ.
All right, Jimmy Johnson.
Jarrett Johnson.
Jerry Jones.
And Jimmy Johnson.
Jimmy Johnson.
A lot of JJs. That's a good one.
Jameson.
Yeah. Oh,
double
good.
J's if that's your legal first and last initials, and you are the 13th caller at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT. You'll win $500. And, you know, we gave you plenty of warning this morning to post free money for Kid Nation on your social media status updates. People have a lot of trouble with that preposition, JC. It's driving some people bananas.
Really?
That free money for Kid Nation is because we're giving money to you.
You are Kid Nation.
This is free money for you, for Kid Nation. That's you who's listening. See, if that helps, you know, ease some of that anxiety. People are really stressed about it.
No, don't be
stressed. Tweet about it.
It's for you. By the way, we're doing it twice a day, 7:10 Central and 8:10 Central.
All right.
Every single day. Two times.
The initials again are JJ. So hopefully Jerry Jones will call in.
Free money,
whoa, whoa, whoa.
We were looking for the initials JJ in our second round of the free money name game today. We're doing it twice a day from now on. Jeremy, what is your last name?
Jenkins.
Jeremy Jenkins.
That's a cool name.
Yeah, Jeremy Jenkins.
Jeremy Jenkins. That's your...
Yeah.
Woo, Jeremy.
Woo. That's it, JC. Keep going.
Okay. Jeremy, you just scored yourself $500, sir.
Way to go, all Jeremy.
Right. Yeah, all right.
All right. You know we're going to ask you now, Jeremy, don't you?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Oh, Jeremy.
Unfortunately, you did.
Let's go ahead and get it out of the way. All did you post Free Money for Kid Nation anywhere on social media status updates?
No, ma'am, I didn't.
Jeremy.
Well,
Jeremy.
You are a very polite young man, but I cannot give you another $500.
No, but because you're so cool, we're going to go ahead and throw in 100 Kid Craddock in the Morning bonus points. Yeah,
that's a good bonus.
Is that cool?
All right.
So $500 and 100 Kid Craddock Morning points for you, Jeremy Jenkins.
Yeah, hang on to those points.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go wasting them on the small prizes.
No.
Yeah, at 3,000 points, you can get one of Al's chewed up glasses that his dog bit up all over.
Oh, gosh. Don't mention that.
Save those points.
Don't mention that. Congratulations, Jeremy Jenkins.
Good job, Jeremy Jenkins. Way to be a JJ.
Way to be a JJ.
Kelly, Al, JC, and Jenna are back. The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Jenna is super obsessed right now with a website.
It's an Instagram account that's fairly new, but gaining immense popularity quickly. I found it just probably 3 weeks ago. I introduced it to you guys last week. When I found it, it had like 10,000 followers.
Yep.
The Instagram account is called Text From Your Ex. Screenshots people have sent in.
Problem with this is that you get stuck looking at these for hours sometimes.
Yeah. And they're great. But now it's getting so popular. This account has like 300,000 followers. So, because everyone's sharing it and... Instagram accounts gain a lot of popularity. So anyways, I'm not even sure how long this will last before people start texting their ex things just to screenshot to send to this account, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But as of right now, you can tell some of them are genuine and good.
Yeah.
So follow Text From Your Ex on Instagram. It's great. Or send me screenshots because I love, girls do this all the time. We screenshot conversations. Guys should know girls do this all the time.
Well, we share your naked pictures, so, it's
true.
Ladies, listen to Big Al Mack. That is a true statement.
It's true.
I mean, not your woman, but, some chicks just send you a random picture,
Some of them, of their women.
Yeah.
I don't care if you're a dude and you get mad at me for saying that you're going to show the naked picture to your friends, because you know you are.
It's a violation of, the bro rule,
I'm sorry.
Right? You're
I'm sorry.
Secrets.
Trying to look out for the ladies.
If y'all share our text messages, we're going to share your boobies.
And some girls don't care. Some girls don't mind if you show the picture.
Yeah.
They do that on purpose.
And I don't mind. You can send me those. Send Jenna the text messages. Send me the pictures.
I'll take pictures too. All right. Round two. Text from your ex. Theater.
Theater.
Yeah, this is the theater right here.
Okay.
We'll get some romantic music, Shannon. Thank you. Hey, I just want you to know I love you and I care about you. I never meant to hurt you like that. I tried to apologize.
You left me in Walmart.
Oh. I would love to be left in Walmart.
Oh, man.
Love you forever.
Yeah, who is this?
Stop typing. I literally don't want you to speak to me. You lost all rights to try and defend yourself.
Yeah, why did you change the password on my Netflix? I let you use it the past few months, and I saw you were watching Gossip Girl and ish.
Oh.
Next one. Yo, girl, I had a dream and you were in it.
Oh, yeah? Was I murdering you?
Oh, dang.
Happy Sunday.
Happy 1 year anniversary with your girlfriend.
All right.
Wow.
Oh, man.
I just think it would be best for the both of us if you never talk to or about me ever again. Mm.
Just the letter. K.
K.
I hate when people just write back K.
Yeah.
That's like the biggest slap in the face.
Yeah.
Never talk to me again.
Next one. Here you go. Hey, I still want you.
I know.
I loves you.
It's your wedding day. You're drunk.
Oh, boy.
And this one's just a solo act. Monologue by Jenna.
This one doesn't have a response. Fine. Bye. Delete my number. Don't talk to me. I don't want us to talk anyways. Plus, I saw pics of that romper, and it was hideous. I wouldn't be caught with someone who chose to wear that out seriously.
She does have a point. She does have a point.
Wow.
Text from your ex.
Text from your ex.
Now, you could go that route and try to write a text message to your ex. Well, or.
If you're getting a lot of. Or go ahead, JC.
Or you can go above and beyond.
I didn't have anything, JC.
Go ahead.
I wanted to play the or game.
I wanted to or what?
Or sounded fun.
Yeah, I mean, reading them is fine. But when you got an ex that's bothering you,
uh-huh.
Just ignore.
Who taught you that? Who taught you that?
That was Big Al's pointless story
Kelly Raspberry of the day. Kelly Raspberry taught me that.
Just ignore Kelly who goes and knocks on doors?
Kelly.
The old Kelly.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I said, even if you respond negatively, it's still attention, and they think they got a shot.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just you're getting a text message, and if it's somebody that you truly don't want in your life, just ignore.
Okay.
Eventually, they're like cockroaches. They will leave.
Fine. Well, that's the right way to handle it.
Yeah,
that's the right way to handle it.
That's the right way to handle it. But in reality, rarely does someone actually heed that advice. And it's funny to read these conversations.
I love the bit. But I'm just saying, if you're being bought, just ignore
it. Ignore is probably what this girl named Shauna did to her ex-boyfriend.
Okay.
Who decided to make a website to try to get his girlfriend back.
Oh, a whole website.
The website's called iloveyoushauna.com.
Oh, I want to look it up.
It has been taken down because he's been made fun of so bad. iloveyoushaunanoel.com. I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
Well, it doesn't matter. What did he take it down.
It's now under maintenance.
What did he do on the website?
He posted a picture of her laying on the beach, and he basically wrote to her on this website to try to get her back. Things like, you know, what you hear on the in the R&B songs, like, Shauna, I'm so sorry for all the pain that I put you through. Oh, yeah. I broke your heart into a million pieces twice, and I regret those decisions every single day. Stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So he has the I'm sorry portion of the website.
All right.
Then he has the list portion because he says, you know, I think it'd be nice to list some of the things I'd want to do with you and show you that I've changed.
Oh, okay.
So some of the highlights on this list
involve like doing charity work and stuff.
Number one. I want to marry you.
Oh.
Number two, I want to live with you. Number three, I want to grow old with you. Four, I want to be a father to your children. Five, spend the rest of my life with you. Let's go to eight. Go apple picking with you each fall.
See, girls love that.
Of course they do.
Yeah, no, they don't.
Yes, they do.
I've never met a girl who likes to go apple picking.
I mean, I've never been apple picking, but if a guy took me apple picking, I'd dig it.
Apple picking?
Apple picking and then stop by the pumpkin patch on the way home.
Do you know how much my girlfriends and I right now we're planning? We're trying to find the pumpkin patch we want to go to.
Pumpkin patch is cool, pumpkin but patch, apple picking.
You don't understand a woman.
Apples fall from trees. You got to get a ladder and stuff.
It's romantic. You wear your You have to wear your like flannel plaid shirt.
Yeah, jeans.
Because it makes you look like you're really going country in your little rolled up cuffed ankle jeans.
If you go,
and then you go up the ladder and he kind of holds your waist because, oops, you might fall. And then you accidentally trip and he catches you in his arms while you're picking apples together.
You got to bring one of those dumb wicker baskets with you?
You don't know.
If you have apple cider.
If you go apple picking, do you wear your apple picking jeans with the fur?
Leave the fur boots.
Number 13.
Yeah.
I want to take you on a trip to Pittsburgh to see your Steelers play.
Uh-huh.
17.
She needs to pick a better team.
Take some more trips to the batting cages. Shout out, Shannon. 18. Cook you dinner a few times each month.
A few times.
Not just penne and vodka, by the way.
A few times each month.
34.
All right. Man.
Post mushy messages all over your Facebook wall.
No. But some girls need that because it shows everybody. It's like getting flowers at the office on Valentine's Day. Just look how much he loves me.
35.
Mm.
He did make a list of these many things. Make you my woman crush Wednesday on Instagram every Wednesday.
He's running out of stuff.
This is this
37.
Guy's... Oh, my gosh.
And many more.
And many more. He ran out of stuff.
You know what? I can't really make fun of this guy because we've all done stupid things to get girls back. Al, I'm sure you've done stupid things.
Me?
No. Yeah, you tried to propose to get a girl back, so you can't say you have.
I made a tape of songs, like romantic songs. I remember Mariah Carey being featured on it quite a bit and left it on his doorstep.
I would like to play you guys a voicemail that I created, a voicemail greeting. When I got dumped in high school my freshman year, I decided that to get my girlfriend back, I would hack into her voicemail greeting and I would leave a message for all those that were calling.
What?
Oh, and so you re-recorded her voicemail greeting.
Her outgoing message.
So when you called her and she did not pick up, you would be greeted by my voice. And it went a little something like this.
Hey, you reached Yumi's phone. This is Jose. You could still leave a message after the beep, but if you would just tell Yumi that I miss her and I'm really sorry, even though... I didn't do anything wrong. I would appreciate it. Thanks. Leave a message after the beep.
What?
How did Yumi react to that when she found out what you had done?
Yumi.
She changed her voicemail password.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.